here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad. You know, the other day I was flipping around TV channels and just trying to see if I could find something, you know, a little different, and came across a station that had Mr. Ed on.
Good old Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed. That was a fun show. And it was in black and white. That was cool. That was kind of fun to watch.
Brilliant idea for a television show.
Yeah. Rub a little peanut butter on the gums of a horse and have somebody say a couple of words in the background. Everybody thinks the horse talks. That was a great show. I enjoyed that. It was fun to go back to your roots again. How's Kendall this morning?
Very good, Jim. Thanks. Good.
Hey, tell us about WNS Appliance.
Got in a used gas range in very good condition. Used 30-inch electric ranges. Have three of those, one of them being a smooth top. Got front-load washer. Been used very little. A couple older stack washer-dryer combination that works good. Used 10,000 BTU, 115-volt air conditioner. Got two electric and gas cooktops. Got a match washer-dryer set by Maytag. Portable air cleaner. Used stack washer-dryer, only a few months old. Got a used 22-cubic-foot side-by-side refrigerator in very good condition. Two used built-in dishwashers and several used gas and electric clothes dryers. Got lots of water heaters, gas, and electric. We deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and take care of the service later. Good discounts if you choose to pick the water heater up. Take care of that installing yourselves. Gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, Amana, and Frigidaire. Freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Freezers, chest and upright, sizes from 5'3", including 25", by Whirlpool, Maytag, and Frigidaire, and most of them are in stock. Jim?
All right. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Chris is going to be our guest this morning, all the way from across the other side of the room there, as we're going to talk a little bit about the Cass County Relay for Life event coming up on Friday, June 21st. And Chris is on the organizing committee, and actually he's the one in charge of the web presence and all that's going on there. And the web part of it's getting bigger every year, isn't it?
Yeah, it does kind of grow, and you know, it's caught on over the past few years. It was not all that long ago that they started doing some of the donation part of it online as well. And you know, as people get more comfortable with that kind of stuff, it does grow over time. And you know, a lot of it, most of it, still done the traditional way, and that, I think that'll stay that way for you know the remainder of, I think, Relay for Life, because it's part of the deal. You're getting out there and interacting with folks, but it's a way to connect with maybe people that aren't necessarily right here with you, that you can get that donation still to your local Relay for Life.
And can folks donate specifically to a team through the website?
Yeah, they can donate any number of ways. They can donate just generally to the Cass County Relay for Life if they, you know, have maybe nobody that is a connection that's on a team, but they want to donate to the effort still. They can just do that as a general donation. They can donate to a team if they know that there's a team out there, and then also they can go down to the level of an individual on that team if they want to donate directly to their fundraising goal, so it'll be credited to them.
It's kind of nice because we all know how busy we are. We all know how difficult it is to actually take a pledge sheet and run around door to door or to the different businesses and things and individually ask people. Not only is it difficult to find the time, but it is time consuming, and yeah, it's tough for folks to do. I suppose the logic is the easier you can make this, the better for everyone.
Yeah, yeah, and I think it's fun to see what the teams come up with to do that. To help themselves as well, as far as maybe some events or different fundraising type of things that make it a little bit easier on them as a whole. But then you also have this option too, you know, where if you want to just sit at the computer and send out emails or send out reminders on your Facebook page or, you know, whatever the case may be, and just direct folks to where they need to go to make that donation, yeah, it can be as simple as that, as that's all the further you want to take it.
So where do they find this website?
If you go to relayforlife.org, and then our local event is relayforlife.org/CassCountyIA. If you just go to relayforlife.org, and there's a box there that you can search for a zip code, and then it'll give you the local event, so you can find it that way as well. So it's really easy to track down that way.
So it is pretty simple then. Is this easier for the teams then too? I mean, does this, you know, you used to have bank nights and all these different types of things, little goals where you had to have stuff in by this date, and then you have to do this by this date. Does this maybe give you a little bit longer time to work with this because it's all tallied up?
Well, it still works in that manner as far as having bank night. We do that the week of relay, so we give them as much time as possible, you know, up until the event. So most of that traditional stuff still goes on you know, in the in-house and in person at that event. But this is another way that you guys, I guess, just can generally raise more funds. The only thing that has changed is this year, as far as the rewards go, the rewards program for folks, depending on how much they raise, they get, you know, points to be able to get some different things from Relay for Life as a reward for their efforts. And that's going to be done online now. It's going to be credited to them online, so then they can go on the web later and decide what they want. That makes that process a little bit easier. So that's the only thing that is officially set up there. The whole total tally, if you do go to the website, isn't going to be there. You're just going to see what's been raised online only. So don't get confused about that. But it's still just a, kind of an extra resource, I guess.
But I'm guessing, knowing human nature as it tends to be, that a lot of the donations online as well probably come in toward the end.
Yeah, it's just kind of, the way it is. I think people get, you know, more in their mind, especially now that we're in the month of Relay, that'll start to ramp up, and people, I think, will be a little bit more focused on trying to get that word out and trying to get folks, you know, pointing the right direction to where they can make their donations. And, you know, things do tend to pick up this time of year. I know we had a meeting just last night. We are ahead of our total as far as fundraising goes, where we were at this point last year. So it's going well.
That's good news. That doesn't mean you can slow down on donations.
No,
it just means
no.
We're ahead of the game, so keep pumping it in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
What are the important points that are coming up? Are there important dates coming up yet for Relay?
Yeah, there's still, you know, still obviously time to get involved. You know, if you want to be a part of Relay in any manner, of course, you have the option just to find a team or to go online and just make that general donation if you want to do that. You could still start a team. You're not going to have a lot of the official things that go along with it now because, you know, we're past the point of being able to probably get you a T-shirt and those types of things. But if you still want to, you know, start a team and raise some money, that's obviously not going to be turned away. So you can do that online as well if you want to do that. You can either, you know, register just with the local organization. Krista McDermott is the one locally here who's charging of team recruitment. And then you can also just do it online. So it's either way that you want to go about it. So that's still plenty of time to do that online or in person. And then the big dates that are coming up as far as when we'll have that official kind of deadline date is June 19th is our bank night. So that's when we would like to have those teams have their fundraising done for the most part. They can still raise up until that night, and we'll do plenty of things the night of Relay, too, that raise more money that'll be donated to the effort. It doesn't get closed out until, you know, well later into the year, the fiscal year for the Relay for Life. So there's still plenty of time to do some of that extra stuff. And there are events throughout time, too, that you can get involved with. All the teams, that's what's kind of fun about Relay for Life. It's not just what the committee organizes and what we do that night. You know, it's events throughout the year that these teams are doing to raise money to support the cause and try to eliminate cancer. So there's plenty of those activities. If you go to that website, relayforlife.org/CassCountyIA, there is a section of that website that will give you details about upcoming events that teams are doing. And then also you can follow us on Facebook, which is another easy way to get those event reminders. And you just go search for Relay for Life Cass County, Iowa. Is what you'll search for there. There are some other Relay for Life Cass counties, so make sure you find the one that's Iowa and then like the page and you'll see all those events coming up. I know just a couple of quick to mention that are coming up that should be fun. This weekend they're having the train rides going on at the Atlantic Depot. Well, one of the teams is going to be down there with their cotton candy machine selling cotton candy that day to raise some funds. And then the day of Relay coming up on the 21st, we just got details yesterday about the tractor ride that's going to be going on as well. And that'll be going on, the driver's meeting at 8 o'clock at the Cass County Fairgrounds. And that goes on the whole day of Relay. And then those guys kind of ride in and wrap things up at the end of the day. Some of them do head on out to the track and enjoy the rest of the festivities that day. But that'll be available for them in the morning.
Great. Lots going on.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we always joke about computers, how they were supposed to make our lives easier, and some days just want to throw them through. What are you laughing about, Kendall? About how some days we just want to throw them through the window, but it sounds like it's really helping to make this effort a lot easier.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, it's a way to stay a little bit more connected with what's going on. It's just an easy way to find out that information and then an easy way to make that donation if you... We're kind of lost out there and want to help out the cause. That's an easy place to go and get it done.
All right, very good. Well, continue to look for all that information at those different locations on Facebook and, of course, online. And, again, June 21st. It's not too far down the road, just a few weeks away. It'll happen very quickly, and there's still time to get in on that. And if you can't participate that evening, there's still a very good way you can participate, and that's by donating to the cause.
Yep. Always appreciate anything that anybody can do.
Very good. Chris, thanks. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Kendall's laughing at me. That's what he's laughing at. I was having computer issues this morning, and I was not a happy camper. They're great when they work, but they're too doggone big to just be a paperweight. You know that? Kendall, tell us more about WNS.
Thank you, Jim. Got dishwashers, convertible, portable, and built-in. Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and LG. Do have some closeouts on some models at a very good price. We deliver, install, and, of course, take care of the service later. Got over 75 new refrigerators in stock, good selections of models, sizes, colors, and prices. We offer Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, KitchenAid, LG, and Frigidaire. Top dollar trade-ins on any clean, used working refrigerator at WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Washers and dryers, small, large, and super capacity, and top load and front load have washer sizes up to 5 cubic foot. Gas or electric clothes dryers have Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. If space is a problem, we've got some stack units. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the U.S. of A. They carry a 3-year parts and labor and in-home warranty service, 5 years on the washer motor, and 10 years on the washer transmission. Stop and see us at WNS, the pot's on, and try to do it today, Jim.
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. And if you'd like to get involved in that Relay for Life effort online and you can't figure it out, ask a 10-year-old, right? Because they know all about it. They can figure it out. I'm 5 times too old to figure that stuff out. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate it very much. Chris, thanks a lot for the information. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.